Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, getting an update from Vizsla Silver, talking about a new land package that the company has acquired south of the Panuco project, as well as a new director, and I'm going to get a bit of an exploration update here. Chatting with Mike Connert, President and CEO of Vizsla Silver. Vizsla is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA and that same symbol on that NYSE. So, Mike, let's start off with another land acquisition by the company. The last time we chatted, you had just acquired another district, the Lagara Metas district. That was to the north of Panuco. Now we're talking about an area to the south of Panuco. Give us an understanding here. What attracted you to this area, please?
So first of all, you know, this is yeah, as you said, another additional property acquisition in really a short period of time. We've almost tripled our land package, you know, since the beginning of the year, which is really quite incredible because we, you know, we're convinced that this is the best place on earth to be exploring for silver. So, you know, we're continuing to you know, grow our dominant land position here, which is excellent. But really, this acquisition of San Enrique and Richard, the concessions to the southeast, you know, it's a continuation of the Copala Fault, which we think is very important to the mineralization in the area, as well as some of the other really important faults and vein systems kind of run into that property. But again, you know, for us to acquire land that basically bolts onto the southern edge of our property for a few hundred thousand shares in what we think is the world's best place to explore for silver, it's really a no-brainer, especially when you realize that we're, you know, we're really trying to grow the company and build the company for a generational production profile, which is what we see here at the project.
So I'll post figure one from that news release. Gives a broad understanding here of where this project is located, as well as that Lagara project we talked about last time. Explain to us then the balance of the exploration focus here, because you've been on the show a lot talking about the opportunities just at the Panuco project, but now you're tacking on San Enrique and El Richard right to the south of Panuco. How do you go about balancing out where to focus your exploration?
You know, what we're doing right now is focusing on the western portion, the center of mass, you know, where our, you know, majority and 95% of our resources sit. So that's the Copala vein, the Napoleon vein, and La Luisa, et cetera. Right now, these weeks and months ahead, you know, we're focused on basically drilling out a inventory, 1 year production inventory, which is what you do kind of feasibility level drilling, you know, so we're doing work right now at a feasibility level that would go into a feasibility study. You know, we're still expecting the PEA to come out mid-year for us in, you know, in early Q3 or in some point in Q3. The intention there is to basically model out the first year of production to allow us to, you know, access debt financing, minimize the equity dilution going forward. Now, stepping back from there, you know, we're doing other infill drilling. We're doing incremental growth drilling at Copala, Napoleon, you know, growing those existing resource areas. So there should be some really great news to come out on that in the coming weeks, months ahead. And then beyond that, later this year, I'm actually very excited. I suspect that we'll be able to do some really kind of innovative or long-awaited exploration techniques, methods, undertakings to allow us to really hone in on the new discovery areas that allow us to find new centers of mass across the district. So although we have this hardcore focus on mine building, developing that western center of mass, you know, the exploration plans that we have, the plans for discovery that we have going forward are very real, and we're very excited about them. And I suspect that, you know, we should make some big steps forward this year, and then certainly in the following years to hitting that billion ounce potential that we see here at the project.
So timeline-wise, when could we see some more of that exploration, discovery, drilling on some of these new land packages?
Well, you know, I think thinking a little bit bigger, you know, in a few short years, I think it'll surprise people once that PEA comes out how quickly we can get into cash flow here at the project. You know, a lot of that exploration, the really expensive exploration, certainly at Lagara Metates, I think would be conducted in years ahead out of cash flow. You know, the southeast projects that we just added, you know, that might be a little bit more proximal. But, you know, I think there's a fine balance between blowing shareholders' money and undertaking more dilution than's necessary. I should say, you know, when I'm talking about exploring, we'll undertake mapping and sampling and kind of cost-effective exploration at these projects, I would say, in the near term, probably even starting later this year or well, in, you know, at some point, you know, early next year. But, you know, undertaking, you know, huge drill campaigns like we've seen at Panuco, 13 rigs turning, spending $20 million plus a year. I don't expect to see that at Lagar and Metates or, you know, San Enrique until we're into cash flow. But what we want to do is get, you know, these targets refined so that when we do come in and do, you know, an inaugural, you know, discovery hole, you know, we have the best chance of major discovery as possible. So I'm very excited about these concessions. I think, you know, we're going to see many, many times return on the low cost acquisitions that we've made here.
Okay, fair enough. So this really sounds like a growing up of the company here where you're developing and acquiring a pipeline of exploration targets with right now the focus being on showing economics and even moving into some sort of production scenario here. I realize that all takes time, but what sort of work then needs to continue to be completed on that growing up aspect, that moving towards construction?
Well, the big thing really is, you know, the PEA that we're working on here. And I can tell you that the work that we've seen so far that Ausenco is and our other consultants have undertaken, it looks very, very promising. We do have parameters, you know, a very large NPV, post-tax NPV at a good discount rate is important. You know, we're not trying to fudge numbers here with metal prices and discount rates. We want it to stand up to scrutiny. So everything we look at, you know, obviously comes from a lens of, you know, is this absolutely believable? Is this real? This PEA is going to really be the foundation for us to build this project and move forward. So, you know, at the end of the day, trying to manipulate the numbers to look favorable really is a disservice. So this has to be a PEA that stands up, you know, to actually taking forward into production first and foremost. You know, from there, our parameters include, like I said, a high NPV, but also industry leading payback period. So a very short payback period and a low CapEx. And so we want this to be something that can, you know, be debt financed. And that's so important. You know, it's not something that we have to go and blow our cap structure financing, but something that's attractive to debt providers, something that gives us a quick payback and, you know, allows us to pay that debt back very rapidly and be cash flowing, you know, and having that cash flow go to the benefit of shareholders very shortly.
So taking into account those kind of financial metrics there, being able to get a payback period lower, being able to debt finance it, not taking on too much dilution, does that limit the size of the operation?
It actually doesn't really. The you know, the limiting factor, believe it or not, and you know, you really start to realize this when you're spending a lot of time on the project. I was just there a few days ago, and of course, we've known this, but, you know, the access, the infrastructure is just second to none. And so, you know, having these roads, these highways, the port, the power, you know, the infrastructure, the above ground infrastructure really isn't all that expensive. It's really not the, you know, the biggest cost area there. The, you know, the most important thing for us to look at is actually the mine development, the mine planning, and minimizing the cost of mine development. And we're fortunate because one of the world's great silver gold ore bodies, I shouldn't say ore bodies, mineralization, you know, is Copala, and it sits right below surface, and we have great access to it, and we'll likely have great access to it, you know, from really minimal underground working. So it shouldn't be that much. It shouldn't be that hard for us to start extracting, you know, mineralization from underground, bringing it above surface, and the cost, you know, for the above ground infrastructure, you know, looks to be quite minimal. So this is really one of these potentially large scale but low CapEx projects, and you know, I'm really excited about, you know, this PEA and when it'll come out. I think, you know, I think it should be very favorable.
Mike, I'll definitely follow up with you when that PEA comes out and we can dive into the numbers. Let's also talk about another recent news release, April 12th. You added a director, Suki Gill, to the team. Give us a background on Suki and what they are adding to the overall team at Vizsla.
Yeah, so we're, you know, thrilled to have Suki join the board here. You know, I've been following her career as a director for some time, and, you know, she's certainly the type of director that that helps support management, but also offers a really important independent perspective. You know, she has a lot of experience in the finance side, and it's something that's, you know, certainly very important to you know, the company at a point here with its New York listing and these types of things. So I think it's great. We're thrilled to have Suki join, and we're very happy that she agreed to join the board.
All right, Mike, I think that brings us up to speed here. Thank you very much for this update. I'll post a link to the company's news section. You can read over these recent news releases. As always, keep sending me your questions for Mike. I'll get him to address those on future interviews. Mike, thanks again for your time. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you very much, Corey.